Football Betting Guide 2023. Whether you're a football fan or not, you need to read the casino football team's betting basics to stand a chance of a successful bet on football games and any sport. There are many types of football bets that you can place depending on the sportsbook or bookmaker you use. Some common types of football bets are explained in our sports guide series below. Football match result betting. This is the simplest form of betting, where you predict the outcome of the match. You can bet on either team to win, or a draw. Match result betting is one of the most common and straightforward types of football betting. It is also known as a 1x2 bet. In this type of bet, you simply predict the outcome of a match, which can be one of three possible results. Home win, 1. This means you predict that the home team will win the match. Draw, x. This means you predict that the match will end in a draw, with neither team winning. Away win, 2. This means you predict that the away team will win the match. To place a match result bet, you simply select the team or outcome that you think will win or the match will end in a draw, and place your wager. If your prediction is correct, you win the bet. If your prediction is incorrect, you lose the bet. It's important to note that in football, a match can also end in a tie or a draw, which means that neither team wins. In this case, if you have placed a bet on either the home team or the away team to win, you will lose your bet. The only way to win a match result bet in this situation is to have placed a bet on a draw. It's also worth noting that odds are assigned to each possible outcome of a match, with the odds for the favorite being lower than those for the underdog. The odds reflect the likelihood of a particular outcome occurring and determine the potential payout if you win your bet. Football double chance bets. With this bet, you can select two outcomes instead of one. You can choose either team to win or the match to end in a draw. Double chance betting is a popular type of football bet where you choose two possible outcomes for a single match. It is called double chance because you have two chances to win the bet. The three possible outcomes in a football match are home win, draw, and away win. With double chance betting, you can choose two of these three possible outcomes and combine them into a single bet. The combinations of outcomes you can choose are home win or draw, 1x. With this option, you win the bet if the home team wins or if the match ends in a draw. You lose the bet only if the away team wins. Away win or draw, x2. With this option, you win the bet if the away team wins or if the match ends in a draw. You lose the bet only if the home team wins. Home win or away win, 12. With this option, you win the bet if either the home team or the away team wins the match. You lose the bet only if the match ends in a draw. Double chance betting can be a good option if you are not confident about the outcome of a match, or if you want to reduce the risk of losing your bet. However, the odds for double chance betting are typically lower than for a traditional match result bet, as you are covering two possible outcomes instead of one. Handicap football betting. In this type of bet, a handicap is given to the team that is considered the underdog. For example, if the handicap is +1, the underdog team has a 1-goal advantage before the match starts. Football handicap betting is a type of bet that involves giving one team a virtual advantage or disadvantage in the form of a handicap. The handicap is a number of goals that is added to or subtracted from the final score of the team you are betting on. The purpose of the handicap is to level the playing field between two teams of different skill levels, so that a match that would normally be one-sided becomes a more even contest. The handicap is usually given to the underdog team, which is the team that is expected to lose the match. For example, if the handicap for a match is set at +1 for the underdog team, this means that one goal will be added to the final score of the underdog team for the purposes of the bet. If the final score of the match is 2-1 in favor of the favorite team, The handicap result would be a draw, as the underdog team would effectively have won 2-2 due to the handicap. On the other hand, if the handicap for the underdog team is set at -1, this means that one goal will be subtracted from the final score of the underdog team. If the final score of the match is 2-1 in favor of the favorite team, the handicap result would be a win for the favorite team, as the underdog team would effectively have lost 1-2 due to the handicap. Handicap betting can be a good option if you believe that a team will either win or lose by a certain number of goals, or if you want to increase the potential payout for a bet on a favorite team. However, it's important to remember that handicaps are based on a subjective assessment of the relative strengths of two teams, and may not always accurately reflect the true outcome of a match. We recommend for all football betting options that you stay up to date with the latest football news. Our friends at football247.org provide some awesome team news for a large variety of clubs. Over/under goals betting. With this type of bet, you predict whether the total number of goals scored in a match will be over or under a certain amount. Football over/under betting is a type of bet where you predict whether the total number of goals scored in a football match will be over or under a specific number. This specific number is set by the bookmaker and is usually represented as a half goal, for example 2.5 goals, 3.5 goals, 4.5 goals, etc., to eliminate the possibility of a tie. If you bet on the over, you win the bet if the total number of goals scored in the match is greater than the specified number. If you bet on the under, you win the bet if the total number of goals scored in the match is less than the specified number. For example, if the over/under line is set at 2.5 goals, and you bet on the over, you win the bet if the total number of goals scored in the match is 3 or more. If you bet on the under, you win the bet if the total number of goals scored in the match is 2 or less. Over/under betting can be a good option if you are not sure which team will win the match, but have an opinion on how many goals will be scored in the game. The odds for over/under bets are usually even, meaning that the potential payout is roughly the same for either option. It's important to note that the over/under line can vary depending on the bookmaker and the specific match, and may change as more people place bets on either the over or under. It's also important to be aware of factors that can affect the number of goals scored, such as team tactics, weather conditions, and injuries to key players. Both teams to score betting. With this bet, you predict whether both teams will score at least one goal during the match. Both teams to score, BTTS, betting is a type of bet where you predict whether both teams in a football match will score at least one goal each, or not. It doesn't matter which team wins the match, as long as both teams score at least one goal. If you bet on yes for both teams to score, you win the bet if both teams score at least one goal each during the match. If you bet on no, you win the bet if at least one team fails to score a goal during the match. For example, if you bet on yes for both teams to score in a match between Manchester United and Liverpool, you win the bet if both teams score at least one goal each during the match. If the final score is 2-1 to Manchester United, you still win the bet, as Liverpool scored at least one goal during the match. BTTS betting can be a good option if you believe that both teams are likely to score goals, regardless of who ultimately wins the match. The odds for BTTS bets can vary depending on the perceived likelihood of both teams scoring, and the strengths and weaknesses of each team's defense and attack. Why not learn more about some of the popular slot games such as Cleopatra slots and other mobile slot games? It's important to note that BTTS betting is different from betting on the total number of goals scored in a match, as you are only predicting whether both teams will score at least one goal each, rather than the total number of goals scored. First goal scorer betting. With this bet, you predict which player will score the first goal in the match. Football first goal scorer betting is a type of bet where you predict which player will score the first goal in a football match. The player you choose must score the first goal in the match for your bet to be successful. If any other player scores the first goal, you lose the bet. First goal scorer bets can be an exciting way to add some extra interest to a football match, and potentially earn a high payout. The odds for first goal scorer bets can vary depending on the perceived likelihood of a particular player scoring the first goal, and their position and recent form. For example, if you place a first goal scorer bet on Cristiano Ronaldo to score the first goal in a match between Manchester United and Chelsea, you win the bet if Ronaldo scores the first goal of the match. If any other player scores the first goal, you lose the bet. Learn more about other types of betting with our recommended and trusted football betting website's resources. It's important to note that first goal scorer bets can be risky, as the first goal in a match can be scored by any player, and is often unpredictable. It's also important to be aware of team news, such as injuries or changes to the starting lineup, which can affect the likelihood of a particular player scoring the first goal. Anytime goal scorer. With this bet, you predict whether a specific player will score a goal at any point during the match. Football anytime goal scorer betting is a type of bet where you predict which player will score a goal at any point during a football match. The player you choose must score a goal during the match for your bet to be successful. It doesn't matter when the player scores the goal, as long as it's within the 90 minutes of play, plus any injury time. Anytime goal scorer bets can be a more flexible alternative to first goal scorer bets, as you don't have to predict which player will score the first goal, but rather which player is likely to score at some point during the match. The odds for anytime goal scorer bets can vary depending on the perceived likelihood of a particular player scoring a goal, and their position and recent form. For example, if you place an anytime goal scorer bet on Harry Kane to score a goal in a match between Tottenham and Arsenal, you win the bet if Kane scores a goal at any point during the match. If Kane doesn't score a goal during the match, you lose the bet. It's important to note that anytime goal scorer bets can be more likely to result in a payout than first goal scorer bets, as any player on the field can score a goal during the match. However, the odds for anytime goal scorer bets are usually lower than for first goal scorer bets, as the risk is lower. It's also important to be aware of team news, such as injuries or changes to the starting lineup, which can affect the likelihood of a particular player scoring a goal. It is well worth looking at player statistics with websites such as SoccerStats and FBrief.com. These are just a few examples of the many types of football bets that are available. It's important to understand the rules and terms of each bet before placing your wager, and to bet responsibly.